is beginning to rain, rain, rain in the voice of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas.
Hello, friends. This is Jerry Barrett, the pastor's assistant here at Bible Home Church. Please remember that Bible Home Church operates solely through your love gifts, tithes, and offerings. You can mail a check or money order to Bible Home Church, 1708 Patterson Road, Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733, or you can donate through PayPal on our website. Don't forget to send in your prayer requests as well. We will be happy to add you to our prayer list, and we greatly appreciate your prayers for us. This week, we continue the series, The Woman Who Rides the Beast. We pray that you will receive a blessing from Pastor Mars' message. Up next is the Statler Brothers with The Old Rugged Cross, after which we will begin Pastor Mars' sermon.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross, where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rug.
In 70 AD, the Roman general Titus had swept into Jerusalem and destroyed the city and tore down the temple, one stone after another, just as Jesus Christ had prophesied would happen. And then he killed hundreds of thousands of Jews and took the remainder of the people captive or slaves. And they were spread throughout the empire. The Jews were. The Roman Empire. They were the ones that were, but were not, but really, they were. This is the beast that was and is not and yet is. That would seem to go right up Israel's alley. Because at the time John wrote this, and he was writing from the island of Patmos, he had been banished by the Romans for his so-called revolutionary activities. And therefore, Israel itself had been banished and destroyed by the Roman Titus, who later became Caesar, by the way. And they built a great arch of triumph in the old city of Rome, dedicated to the triumph that Titus had over the Jews. Still stands today, that arch. If you visit Rome, you'll see it. And I've been there a number of times and seen it. Now, we have then this woman, the whore of Babylon. Her name is Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. And she sits atop the beast and directs it. And it has, this beast, has 10 horns. The Bible here in verse 12 of chapter 17 says, "And the 10 horns which thou sawest are 10 kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast." So at the time of John's life, he's a very old man writing on the island of Patmos what he had seen, because earlier in the book of Revelation, he's told to write down the things that are to come. And he's told that these 10 horns, which is a sign of power, the horn, are 10 kings, 10 world rulers. They've received no kingdom as yet. As of 94 AD, when he wrote this book, the book of prophecy called Revelation, they didn't have their kingdom yet. But they will receive their kingdom, but exists only 1 hour. In the great scope of history, thousands of years, this kingdom of 10 world rulers will only exist for 1 little hour. We don't know how little 1 hour is. Some say, well, a day is a thousand years with the Lord, so let's say 1/24th. You know, they try to get all kinds, well, you know, 24 hours in a day, so 1/24th of 1,000. See, you really can't do that. You're not given an exact measure, but you're given sort of a comparison stick. They only receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. But here's something interesting. Verse 13 says, "These have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. These shall make war with the Lamb." Who's the Lamb? Jesus Christ. "And the Lamb shall overcome them." Oh, wow. "For he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful." Listen, dear friends. Listen to these words of Tex Mars from the Bible. Are you called? Are you chosen? Are you faithful? Then you will be with the Lamb when he comes. You will be an overcomer. Verse 15, John says, or writes, "And he saith unto me, the waters which thou sawest, where the whore sitteth, are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues." In other words, languages. Boy, all this, this is like the whole world. Peoples, multitudes, nations, languages. This whore sits over all of them. She presides. She is fornicated with all of them. And the people, the inhabitants, are drunk. Friends, you listen to the lying, false Bibles of the Hindus and the Muslims and so forth, you'll get drunk in your head. You'll be intoxicated, even reading scientific books that say there is no God. About 40 years ago, it was popular to say God is dead. Their magazines, they had the headline, God is dead. This is the wine. This is the wine that she offers people. These lies, it's full of filthiness. And if you drink that, it will make you drunk, so you won't think straight. Recently read an article, they're coming up with more and more articles like this, that said that marijuana rots the brain. Well, I know that. Not from personal experience. I've never smoked one bit of marijuana, but I've seen people that basically their brains are rotted because they've smoked marijuana all their life. Marijuana doesn't bother me at all. I've been smoking it since I was 13, and now I'm 40. It hadn't affected me at all. And you can tell they're just a stumble bum while they're talking to you. Their brains are rotted. Now new medical science has proven that. Well, listen to this. And the 10 horns which thou sawest upon the beast, these shall hate the whore, and shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire. Wait just a minute. First, the woman rides the beast. She's its controller. The two are one. But a great divorce occurs, evidently. There's a breakup. Oh, breaking up is hard to do, said Neil Sedaka. But I suppose that's the way it goes. The Bible says it's going to happen. There is no honor among thieves, and the beast and the woman certainly are the greatest thieves in the world. And these 10 horns, that's the great, these kingdoms or nations. You know, it can be the United States and Germany and Russia and China and so forth. They're all as one. They're of one mind. For all of their strength and power is given unto the beast. So it's a confederacy, you might say. A union of all of these nations together. It's of one mind. And finally, it decides not to follow orders from the woman anymore. Not to do what she says, but to turn against her. And they hate the whore of Babylon, the one who has Mystery Babylon written on her forehead. And they're going to make her desolate and naked. And they'll eat her flesh and burn her with fire. Who is flesh? That's her people. That's her flesh. All those who believe in her, believe in these false religions, in Judaism, for example, and burn her with fire. Verse 17, I love this verse. It says, for God hath put in their hearts to fulfill his will and to agree and give their kingdom unto the beast until the words of God shall be fulfilled. Why does the beast turn against the woman, the whore? Why does he eat her flesh and burn her with fire and make her desolate? Because that's God's will. He can't fight God. And so he attacks the woman. Wow. Could it be that the United States is the beast and all of these nations, you know, come together as one under the command of the United States and eventually they turn against the Jews? Oh, the Jews seem to be in such powerful positions today. They tell the president what to do. They tell our military forces where to go. They tell our religious leaders, our Christian leaders, do this, do that. Pay attention. We're God's chosen people. We're the Holy Land. For fear of the Jews, people do it. But suddenly, the beast says, no more. You know, I was reading an article in the New York Post. It quoted Henry Kissinger. Henry Kissinger is Jewish, but he knows a lot. He was Rockefeller's man, and now he's Rothschild's man. Henry Kissinger, formerly Secretary of State under Richard Nixon, now he's been called the savant of the world. Here's what Cindy Adams writes in the New York Post. This is dated, let's see, I want to make sure I've got it here, September 7th, 2012. She says, Middle East horror. Democratic Party is dismissing Jerusalem. It has an anti-Israel mentality. Obama has no time for beleaguered Netanyahu. Wow. Henry Kissinger has stated, and I quote the statement word for word. Get this, Henry Kissinger is being quoted in the New York Post newspaper by Cindy Adams. She says, and I quote the statement of Kissinger word for word. Remember, he's Jewish himself. Quote, these are the words of Kissinger. Listen to this, dear Christian friend. In 10 years, there will be no more Israel. I repeat, in 10 years, there will be no more Israel. Wow. Henry Kissinger said that. Henry Kissinger, who has the ability to, without an appointment, walk into the Oval Office and talk to the president anytime he wants, pick up the phone and call the Baron Rothschild in Great Britain. Isn't that amazing? In 10 years, there will be no more Israel. Meanwhile, I'm reading from VeteransToday.com. It says, there's an article here dated October 31st, 2012, by Bob Johnson, columnist, Judaism, a threat to humanity. Wow. Judaism is now being called by many a threat to humanity. They did a poll, a survey in Europe a few years ago, and they asked the people of Europe, what is the greatest threat to your security and to your freedom in the entire world today? What is the greatest threat today to your security and freedom? What do you think they said? Al-Qaeda? The Libyans? Benghazi? The Iraqis? The Afghanis? The Taliban? No. Israel. Israel is called the greatest threat to security and to freedom in the world by the Europeans. Looks like they're not as brainwashed as the Americans, doesn't it? Wow. Judaism is the major threat to humanity. After all, they have 400 to 600 bombs. Read the book, The Golem, that we offer by Michael Collins Piper. You'll find out the danger of having hundreds of nuclear bombs in the hands of maniacs in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. And as my good friend Hans Schmidt, the late Hans Schmidt, the great German writer, in his excellent book, The Endgame, wrote, he said, the Jews always go too far. They always go too far. Is this why there will be no more Israel? Henry Kissinger believes they will go too far. Will they crank up another war in the Middle East with Iran bigger than all the other wars before it? Will it end up with countries like Turkey and Pakistan and China and Russia becoming involved in the United States? Will there be a World War III? Will it be instigated by these maniacs in Israel? Is that why Kissinger said there will be no more Israel? The whole world will be sick of it, will have had enough of its terrorism, of its murdering of the Palestinians and others? Could be. Now, we're talking about the woman who rides the beast. She's lovely. She's voluptuous. She's beautiful. And she's drunk with the blood of the saints and the martyrs of Jesus. And she rides the beast until suddenly he and his cohorts turn against her and burn her, make her desolate, eat her flesh, destroy her. Well, she's an international system the time, as long as she's alive, as long as she exists. And Revelation 18 talks about her being a great commercial empire. Listen to chapter 18, verse 1 says, and after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and has become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. Wow. Now I want you to note something. Babylon the Great is fallen. Do you think God is redundant? You think God just repeats himself for no reason? I don't.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky. It's beginning
listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.